Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
We're in the Worldwide Week of Partnership. This was a week created by Barry Oshry, who is a pioneer in the field of human systems thinking. He is an author of many books on leadership, including Seeing Systems and Leading Systems, as well as articles and chapters. Well, in 2013, he decided to launch this Worldwide Week of Partnership so that we can celebrate partnership, but also get more educated about what is partnership and what gets in the way of partnership. I started by asking Barry, what does partnership mean to you?
Marcia, here's the thing. We are in lots of relationships with people, relationships in the family, relationships in the organization, relationships in the community. But not all relationships are partnerships. And partnership is a very special and a precious kind of relationship. It's one in which we are jointly committed to the success of whatever process or project or endeavor that we're involved in. So whatever problems come up, we come back to that stand and say, all right, even if the situation could be divisive to us, the issue is, are we jointly committed to the success of whatever we're engaged in now?
What are the barriers to partnership?
We tend to believe that what we see is what is. So if I have a negative reaction to you, my basic sense is because what I'm seeing is reality. What I'm seeing is you. Now, what we're finding in our work is that what we're often seeing is people in context and how they're relating to that context. How do we create that shift in seeing in the world, helping people develop what we call system sight? And with system sight increases the likelihood of being able to create satisfying and productive and creative partnerships. That's what it's all about. That's the connection.
Explain to me, what system sight mean?
Let me put it this way. It is all based on this. And this is what's difficult for us as human beings to accept. We human beings are the most social of social creatures. We belong to the widest variety of human systems. That's all I'm talking about, connections of people, family, work, team, organization, community, church group, volunteer, all of that. We belong to that. And yet we are blind to how the structure of those systems shapes our consciousness. And that's the blindness that is costly. So now, I mean, to go into that, we have to understand, we have to be able to see what are these whole systems, what do they do, what are we not seeing, and if we see, what difference can that make?
It's like seeing the context that you're in, seeing the waters in which you're swimming, and see where you are in relationship to everyone else inside that organization, and that influences how you see things, how you act. Is that what you're saying?
That would be one, yeah, that's one angle on it. That's a very useful angle on it. It's like this. It's the combination of not seeing other people's context. So in organizational life, things are happening behind walls. People are making decisions, having experiences wherever they are. We don't see that. We don't see into other people's worlds. That's one piece of blindness. But stuff comes over to us. And we have these huge brains. So when stuff comes at us that we don't like, we make up all these stories about other people. Our stories are often wrong.
So part of understanding partnership is using a sort of a wide-angle lens, as it were. It's not just about who that person is. It's the context that they're in. And just knowing that you don't necessarily see the world they live in might alter the stories you make up, because you're probably still making up stories.
If you understand people's context, or if you even inquire about context, you know, that sometimes you're getting a message from someone who's top in your organization, and you are really upset about this message. It seems insensitive, it seems malicious, and all of that. And then you simply act on your notion of what that is, as opposed to saying, I wonder if I can have a conversation with the top and see what's going on in their world. If I understand their world, then I can react more reasonably to the request that they're making or the decision they're making.
I think the world definitely needs more partnership, where we are jointly committed to the success of whatever endeavor we're in. And it helps, as Barry Oshry says, to understand that people are in context, and it's worth us spending a little time trying to see the world from their view.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.